Batman.
Batman coming down the street in his new car.
Welcome to the Pits Game Podcast. Me and Mr. Luke Roberts are at the Bristol Comic and Gaming Convention, UWE in Bristol. It's absolutely unbelievably massive.
Huge.
And we've got a full day ahead of us, mate.
Very much
but
so.
As Luke's here, I'll ask him the same questions that me and him are both going to be hosting all day and asking people. So, Mr. Luke Roberts.
Yes.
What's your favourite game of all time, sir?
Favourite game of all time, which I think we know already, but it's Zelda Ocarina of Time on the N64, of course.
Nice.
Definitely much.
What game are you most looking forward to that's coming out soon or next year?
So Call of Duty, obviously, is going to be my main one because I'm going to put the most time in.
Yeah.
But anything else that I've been looking for, that Cyberpunk that we were mentioning on the way up, I think that's going to be something different. I don't know if it's going to have like an online mode. Obviously, it doesn't matter as much, but so probably that. Apart from that, there's nothing really I've looked into. Like I'm like, yeah, I want to be getting on that at the moment.
So who's your favourite character of all time in gaming?
Well, I wonder who that could be. Have to be Link.
Yes.
Just because, you know, he's the hero in all the games I play.
He
especially
is the
offline,
hero.
You know,
he is the hero.
Absolute lad. Little elf, you know.
Yeah.
With Navi. Oh.
And finally, mate, you, the first guest of the day. As you haven't never been on the show before,
I haven't,
of course.
No, brand new.
If you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be?
It's everything, I think.
Everything.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's so much to it that I suppose people have different, you know, ideas.
Well, look at this, mate.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know, look at where we are. It's crazy.
You know, gaming-wise, is it all about just sitting in your room on your own, or is it about getting out there and knowing other people that are doing the same thing?
100%. You know? So 100%.
I think there's everything around gaming that really everyone's played games, you know. So.
No doubt about it. Welcome to the Pits of Gaming Podcast, Mr. John Previtt. Welcome to Bristol Gaming Convention, mate. It's pretty big, isn't it? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's mahoosin. Anyone like Ben, they all go, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this makes EXO look like literally mad small, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely gigantic. So, I've got a few questions to ask you, mate. Number one, why doesn't Luke put milk in coffee?
He focused predominantly on your lid, and I felt like that was the more crucial choice
was
at
it?
The time.
Okay, right. Okay, fair enough. Terrible barista, mate. What's your favourite game of all time, John? Bit of a difficult question for you, sir.
Gotta be RuneScape, mate. Gotta be RuneScape.
You reckon?
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
I suppose it's, you've been playing it like since day one, pretty much, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been playing it since 2002. Yeah.
Only a little while.
I played it on the way here, mate. Yeah.
Nice. What game are you most looking forward to that's coming out either soon or next year?
Oh, anyone who isn't smashing out the next cards, I don't know what they're doing with their life. Like,
big time.
Crossplay, you can have every friend you want on there, mate. Yep. Like,
yeah,
no
literally,
doubt.
Like, everybody's going to want to be playing it. You can also play, I didn't realise you could play keyboard and mouse on Xbox and PlayStation on it as well.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite gaming character of all time?
I tell you what, it's not actually Crash Bandicoot, but I think the guy looked like a right geezer. The villain in Crash Bandicoot, the one with
Neo
the,
and
with
Cortez,
the yellow head. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, nice. Dr. Nitro or something. I think
yeah,
it's
yeah.
called. If you could sum up gaming in one word, Mr. Previtt, what would it be?
Spirit.
Nice. Right, welcome to Pits of Game Podcast, guys. My name's Ryan, and I'm the host of the show, and it's just a podcast where we talk about video games and how they make us feel, basically. So I've got a little list of questions that I'm going to be running through and asking people today. So I'll ask both of you. You can both have your individual answers. So question one, what's your favourite video game of all time?
Easy one for me. It's got to be Final Fantasy X.
Ah.
Best game ever in a series.
Nice.
Wait, is Roblox a video game?
Yes, Roblox.
Roblox,
yeah? Okay. Final Fantasy X, mate. I like that. That's a good one. Tidus. Who is your favourite gaming character of all time?
Again, an easy one. My favourite one of all time is Riku from Final Fantasy.
Okay.
I've actually had a message sent from her from a Comic-Con.
Nice.
Where she talked in a character of Riku and wished me all the best.
Cool.
Mario.
Nice. I do have one which is more for the adults, which is what is a game that you're most looking forward to that's coming out. I think, is it an easy answer of Final Fantasy VII Remake? Or
I am looking forward to the Final Fantasy Remake, but no, there's no games I'm ever sort of really looking forward to. I try and look forward to the new Lego ones, really.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I can play together with.
Yeah, yeah, that's decent.
Yeah, it's fun.
What Lego ones have you played together?
Lego Marvel.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Star Wars.
Nice, nice, nice.
Ninjago, Lego Movie.
Ideal.
Basically all of them.
They're really, really good. Me and Luke done a review of Lego Star Wars, but we found it really difficult because, like, in the new ones, the screen, like you can split screen, can you? But in that one, it, like, pulls you along. It's
and
a bit, like, more restricted.
Awful.
Yes. Yeah, they were. But there's a new one coming out now, isn't there? Like a new complete saga of all of it together, which will be good. And finally, for the both of you, it is... If you could sum, like, gaming up in one word, what would it be? Like, what it means to you?
Escapism.
Escapism.
Fun.
And fun. All right, welcome to the Pitsy Game Podcast, mate. My name's Ryan. I'm the host of the show, and it's a podcast basically all about how games make us feel, really, and just talk about video games in general and what everyone's up to. But I've got a list of sort of simple questions to ask you today, basically, to sort of get to know what you like and stuff like that. So,
yeah, sure, yeah.
What's your favorite game of all time?
Rome Total War.
Ah, very good. I was just having a conversation with my friend about Rome Total War the other day, and he was playing very new Total War, which was like Nordic or something, like the Vikings, Normandy or something like that, some new one that came out. But Rome Total War, very, very cool.
Yeah,
strategy game.
Yeah, back in 2004, I believe, is the first game that got realistic sounds. It was, I think, the first MP3 sound implementation in a game.
Ah, cool. Yeah. So super, super cool game, and it's like real strategic, and you play actual battles that happen and stuff like that as well, which is cool.
It kind of separates the two eras of gaming between these new sort of microtransactions and old school kind of do it your own mod community.
Yeah.
You
definitely.
Know, like play for yourself.
Yeah.
And then brag about it to your friends that you finished a campaign, but you never really did.
But now you've got no excuse because you can share everything now, can't you? So everyone can see.
Yes,
But back then you could lie, for sure. Easy. What game are you looking forward to that's coming out soon or anything like that, if you're still sort of playing yourself very much?
There's one that's been released. And it's a Total War Three Kingdoms.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And it has a really nice portrayal of the history, and it gives you some sort of broader picture, you know, like this sort of... big events that happen in history, and because it's about China, so because it's a big country,
you can see
rival functions in a massive country.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a PC. I play on console, like, mostly. Yeah. So strategies are like never see him on console at all. But like I played Battle for Middle Earth the other day and stuff like that around my brother's house, and I miss strategies a lot. I really do like strategy games, and StarCraft and games like that. I really like those games.
Yeah, I think strategy takes away the frustration of having to play on a fast pace.
Yes.
You take your time. It might take a month to finish a campaign, it's all right.
And do you go like quick and try and attack them, or do you build up your forces and then go out and take them and stuff like that? You know what I mean?
You try to examine pretty much what's your capability.
Yes.
So you have to build your capabilities. Yeah. So you have to put in your inventory, you know, like your strength and weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly.
And your
defenses, and wherever you send your force out, then you're like prone to attack as well. Who's your favorite gaming character of all time?
Oh, that's a tough one. I remember GTA Vice City.
Yeah.
And Tommy Vercetti.
Tommy Vercetti, nice.
Tommy Vercetti is a sort of, is it Italian family?
Yes.
Sort of.
He's
business,
very much a sort of take on Scarface, really, isn't it? The story, but he's a cool protagonist, that's for sure.
Yeah, his jokes are not that good, you know, it's very mediocre when it comes to, you know, like his conversations, but you know, like it's a realistic character, it's not over ambitious.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just iconic, like his classic sort of flowery shirt and just
myself a flowery Havana Raytheon shirt recently.
Hawaiian shirt.
But you know, like I like the style, you know,
definitely.
Like this 80s sort of upbeat
and
music.
All of the music and stuff is absolutely fantastic. And it's just like the second you are in Vice City, you just like, oh, like everything, like even just going down the beachfront with the sun shining in your face and all that kind of stuff is really, really cool. And if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be?
Creativity.
Great answer. Welcome to the Pits Game Podcast, sir. My name is Ryan, and I'm the host of the show, and it's all about how games make us feel, basically. And I do like a couple of podcasts a week and send them out, and it's all like about what me and Mr. Luke are up to, and we review games, stuff like that. Obviously, we're also joined by Jawa, looking for some scraps around here. What is your favourite game of all time? What's your name as well, sir? Sorry.
Name's Duncan. Favourite game of all time is easy, Final Fantasy VII.
Ah, so you're looking forward to the remake, are you?
I am very much looking forward, especially since they announced they were going to put turn-based back into the,
yes,
into the game.
So you can revert it back to the old style if you like.
Yes.
And it's also got a new kind of free-flowing kind of combat. Yes. Although it's only Midgar, isn't it? So it's only the first sort of first quarter of the game or something like that. But I'm seriously looking forward to that game. Yes. It looks super, super cool. Yes. Second question is, what is the new game that's coming out of your most looking forward to? I think that's probably it.
The remake.
Anything else?
But there's a couple more. So Phoenix Point.
Okay, right.
So that's the original creator of XCOM.
Cool.
Own turn-based strategy game that's looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jawa doesn't give away, I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan.
Yes.
So Fallen Order.
Okay. Right, so what are you thinking of that? Are you liking the look of it?
I do like the look of it. My only concern is I'm normally cosplaying on the Empire side. So
The
thought of going around killing stormtroopers is not necessarily...
Yeah, that's it. Goes against morals.
I mean, after all, you know, the stormtroopers are the good guys.
Yes, they are.
So...
Empire's making it a better place, so. No doubt about it. The Jedi's just caused havoc all over the galaxy, there's no doubt about it.
So I've cosplayed as a Stormtrooper for about 3 years, so it's been a little bit long.
Nice.
I've just finished Vader.
So did you play Force Awakens or anything like that when that came out?
But the best Star Wars was the MMO, I think, the Old Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
The Old Republic itself, the MMO, so
yeah,
those
cool.
were very engaging kind of
yes.
games.
Yeah, but Knights of the Republic, once again, would suit you because you like your turn-based combat and stuff like that. So all right. So who is your favourite gaming character of all time?
After about 14 years of playing World of Warcraft, Warlock.
Nice.
But I put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah, this is definitely something that I try and stress, is the fact that like we talk quite a lot about like other characters and characters, but when you've played as a character yourself online for so long, you almost apply your own stories to it. Like you've been through raids with that character, you've been to places, you've done stuff, you've met people and stuff like that.
And, you know,
so it's as much a character as anyone else.
When you've been working on killing an end boss of a dungeon for three or 4 months and you finally do it with 20 other people across Europe, that kind of feel you can replicate.
It really is like unbelievably amazing how it connects people like that. And there's so many people. I saw a really great story about a guy that died, and they like lit a load of stuff for his character and stuff like that. It was really, really cool.
And you've had people that have passed away that they put in as characters and things like that. They've done a good job.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Outside of my character, it goes back to Cloud Strife.
Yeah, Cloud Strife, nice.
I think the story in 7 was just that, leading you through the ups and downs of a character. I think that was really well sold.
Yeah, and the story with Zack and all that kind of stuff, and his history and how he got into being a soldier and all that kind of stuff.
The twists and turns, the fact that his memory wasn't really there, everything was there.
And it's cool that I think, like, I like the fact that in Final Fantasy VII there's a lot of, like, you can give, like, cheeky answers and, like, be, like, sort of yourself in it and, like, you know, exercise who you are as a person, but through Cloud Strife, which is really, really cool. Because I remember, like, right at the start, like, flirting with Tifa and giving her little cheeky answers and stuff. Like, when she's like, oh, do you want to sleep with me? I'm like, yeah, I'll sleep in the bed with you or whatever. Sadly, we're on the last one. I will just ask just before that, as you obviously into Star Wars, who's your favourite Star Wars character as well? Just out of my own interest.
Darth Vader,
of course.
I've just finished the cosplay for it. So,
nice.
Very much A New Hope Darth Vader as well, so right from the original set.
Yes.
My Somerset accent leads me to cosplay quite well as pre-recorded Vader. Sounded very much like David Prowse at times, so that might cause some interest.
Finally is... If you could sum gaming up in one word, what would it be?
In one word?
Inclusive
now.
Inclusive,
it's changed. I used to be sort of immersive. You get away from things. But I think the way that online comes on, things like MMOs and things like that, the online playability and connecting with people. I know I've got some really close friends now in Sweden that I met online.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really, really amazing.
Visit in real life and things like that. And I think that nowadays it's very much more inclusive. It brings a lot of people in together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's what this podcast that I really want to capture is that, like, the way that it makes us feel, whether it is when you're by yourself and you're getting away from stuff and being able to, you know, find some time for yourself. Because I do it myself where I'm running and doing like a Jedi Fallen Order where it it's just me and the screen, and I'm just like escaping to, you know, a galaxy far, far away. But then at the same time, I can go online and play Apex with my friends or whatever, and then you know, we're all having a laugh and shouting or whatever online. Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Cheers.
What's your name for one?
Toby.
What's your favourite game of all time?
It's just whatever I'm really playing at the moment.
Okay, so what are you playing at the moment
then? At the moment I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Ooh, great. Okay, so where are you two in it at the moment?
Oh, I've almost finished it.
Okay, cool. And you like Aloy then?
Yes.
Yeah, she's super cool character.
Yes.
Like that right at the very start of the game when you see that little hologram when she's a little baby and she goes like dad or whatever and like looks at that thing, like, I was like, ooh, that really got me right in the chest, and I was like, oh my god. So what's your favourite place you've been to in the map so far?
Oh, Meridian, capital.
Yeah. So cool, isn't it? What games are you looking forward to that are coming out?
Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes. See, I've already had this today, so how are you feeling about it? Are you looking like... Have you seen much about it or not?
I've seen some of the gameplay. It does look
it does look super, super cool. Like, I think I saw him fighting like a Sith...
Inquisitor,
that's it, because they're all Star Wars Rebels, aren't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was super cool gameplay. And the little guy on your shoulder, a little robot or whatever, looks really cool as well. We move on to number three, which is, who's your favourite gaming character of all time?
There's so many good characters.
There is a lot of good characters. So like, would it be like Aloy or anyone
Aloy,
like that?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Apart from that, anything else you're playing at the moment?
At the moment, in terms of online games, like anything Star Wars, I'll...
Yeah, so you're massive, massive into Star Wars. So have you played other Star Wars games before and stuff like that?
I've played most of the Star Wars
games. Cool. So did you watch Battlefront at all? Did you play that?
Yeah, I've played.
So have you played any of the new stuff that's come out for that, like the Republic Commando stuff and all that?
I've played a bit of it, but I haven't.
Yeah. I jumped back in a little while ago to play as Grievous and Dooku, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah.
I like Dooku. He's my favourite character in Star Wars. Yeah. Who's your favourite character in Star Wars, just out of interest?
Probably Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's definitely pretty cool. Back to video games, I suppose, and the final question, sadly, mate, but it is, if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be?
Entertaining.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Pixel Game Podcast. My name's Luke.
I'm Emma.
Founder's Ryan. We're both hosts on the podcast over, oh God, however long we've been running.
Cool.
But obviously, we have four simple questions. Firstly, what's your name?
My name's Ella.
Lovely. So this is lovely Ella.
Hey.
We're going to ask you the
four
simple questions. Basically, the first one is, what's your favourite game of all time? So, you've listed a few.
Oh, my favourite game of all time. Oh, this is a hard one.
It's the hardest question probably we have.
That's probably true.
Hello.
That would probably be somewhere in between Sims, because I find that no matter what, I can always go back to it.
I think that's one of those games that doesn't have an ending.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Have you played all the new ones, like Sims 4?
I haven't gone to Sims 4, because I can't figure out how to build a house, and I get really bored sometimes trying to build the house.
Yes.
I prefer to just put the house in, so I'm still like trying to figure that out. And the other one is Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yes,
but I'm not going to lie, I like to play it by keeping to the speed limit and protecting the prostitutes. That's how I play Grand Theft Auto. I'm sorry.
I'm for women. Oh, wow.
Feminine's power.
Wow, Jesus. Oh, no, that's great. So, obviously, you said you don't know many games. But is there any you're looking forward to? So, maybe playing Sims 4, you're going to look forward to maybe putting a bit of time into that one?
Sims 4, yes. I'm trying to think what's coming out. I always enjoy the new arcade games when they vamp them up. So, like
Remastered
Tetris
version.
Space Invaders.
You play Tetris 99?
No? I used to play it on my Game Boy Color.
Well, there you go, same as
Bugs
me.
Bugs Bunny so on Game Boy Color.
They are the best.
They are.
All the Game Boy Color games.
But I don't know anything new that's coming out. So
no? That's fine, no problem at all. Do you have a favourite gaming character?
Gaming character?
So obviously you mentioned Monsters, Inc. Do you like
Sully?
Do you like Mike?
I do like Sully and Mike. I think my favourite one is got to be Pac-Man.
Pac-Man?
Like, yeah, running from life, trying to get as much money as possible. Trying to do that in life. Do you know what I mean? Like,
very true.
That's
such a real game. And last but not least, if you could sum up gaming with one word, what would it be?
Inclusive. I think no matter what, there is a game for you. Even if you're not into gaming,
Everyone's
there's
played.
Still a game for you.
I definitely
agree
with
that.
Very
inclusive.
Very true. Oh, God. Any good?
Yeah, you'll be okay here.
I'll be okay. Have I made the 8th family or not? Cheers, bud. Oh, God. Hi, bud. Hello, and welcome to the Pixel Gaming Podcast. My name is Luke. Gentlemen, what are your names?
Luke
Lucas, great name. And Jack, lovely. First of all, gents, what's your favourite game? So we'll start with Lucas.
Probably Star Trek Online.
Nice, really? And what about yourself, Jack?
Fortnite,
you really like Fortnite at the moment?
Yeah, I broadcast it all the time on my own YouTube channel.
Oh, do you? Very nice, so we'll have to get that off you so we can have a look ourselves. Yeah. Lovely. So, do you have a favourite gaming character at all, gentlemen? So anyone from Star Trek or...
Yeah? No. Probably Rose Team Leader.
Rose Team Leader, is that from Fortnite?
Yep.
Yeah, you enjoying the new update it's had and everything? Is that all good?
It's mad. I'd say my favourite Fortnite is probably Ragnarok.
Yeah. Enjoyed playing as him. Yeah. I enjoyed that. That's the only time I think I played Fortnite. I'm a bit of an Apex player myself, so I'm sorry, gentlemen. And last but not least, if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would you say gaming is about?
To me, it's all about having fun.
Both having fun. As long as you enjoy what you're playing, gents, that's what matters most. And I think that's the same for all of us here. And welcome back to the Pixie Gaming Podcast. My name's Luke. This is Ryan, as we all know.
Hello, mate.
We're just going to switch roles for a bit, see how it goes. So... you're obviously here today at the Gaming Convention, Ryan.
Yes, mate. Loving it.
It's looking lovely. It's busy. Mm. We're getting some people through the door now, which
is
what we want.
It is getting busier, yeah.
I'm going to ask you the question you've asked me. So, okay. What's your favourite game of all time?
Favourite game of all time is probably The Witcher 3.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about that game. It's probably not my... I wouldn't say it's the best game I've ever played of all time, but it's probably the second best game I've ever played of all time. So,
but it's your favourite.
It's pretty tight,
That's the thing.
Yeah, it is my favourite, definitely.
Definitely, love that. Obviously, I have played Witcher. Again, I haven't rolled credits on it, so obviously you've got a lot more knowledge than I have on it. But again, from what I played, it was phenomenal, and I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
I think it had, I don't know, just a storyline, I think. I think that's all really, that the story.
The world feels alive in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's
really
so
cool.
much going on. There's stuff on the side, and you're like, whoa, and it affects stuff as well in the world, I found, which is really good, you know, real-time sort of thing. Moving on, is there a game that you're looking forward to in particular, maybe next year or early on this year?
Yes, Cyberpunk 2077.
Yep.
Also CD Projekt Red, so the same people as The Witcher 3. So I'm super keen for that game to be coming out. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be another sort of long 200-hour campaign, and I look forward to totally losing myself in that world.
Yeah, I bet you do, mate. I bet you do. next question is, do you have a favourite gaming character or a couple? Or
many, but if I had to just quickly say one now, probably the one that strikes straight into my mind is Nathan Drake. So Nathan Drake from Uncharted comes straight into my mind, and but I've got, you know, Geralt, even
exactly
Link,
that's
and all
it you've got so
people.
Many but what is it about Nathan Drake that pulls you to him?
He's very like charismatic, witty, funny. He carries a lot of the like down moments in the game with his, like, even when he just takes people out and stuff, it's just funny because he's always just like basically taking the piss.
Exactly what he does. And last but not least, gaming for you in one word.
Magic.
The Gatherer. So welcome to the Pixie Gaming Podcast. My name's Luke, buddy. What's your name?
Robert,
lovely. So like I said, I've got three questions for you. It's just about like what games you played or what games you're looking forward to and really enjoying. Basically, everything's going to go on YouTube and we can go from there. So to begin with, buddy, do you have a favourite game?
Rocket League.
Rocket League, yeah. So I've just started playing Rocket League myself. Do you play solos or do you play like triple, duos?
I played quite a lot. I'm on level 87.
Are you really? Oh, blimmin' hell. Do you play that on your own or do you play that with friends?
I play it at my house.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Two mystery decals.
Do you really? Wow.
And four cars.
You're going to be better than me then, because like I've probably played a total of 50 Rocket League games. So, and I think I'm level 10.
Like 1,000 maybe.
That's good though.
A bit too much.
No, but you enjoy it, don't you? So that's the main thing. Do you have a favourite gaming character at all? Not a favourite one?
No,
that's fine. And last but not least, if you could sum up gaming with one word, what would you say gaming is for everybody?
Amazing.
So, hello, my name's Luke. Welcome to the Pixie Gaming Podcast. What's your name again, buddy?
Joe.
Joe, lovely. So, this is Joe. Just going to ask Joe three quick questions just to get on a bit of his gaming knowledge and what he enjoys. So, firstly, Joe, what's your favourite game of all time?
It's either between Forza Horizon 4 or Overwatch.
Oh, okay.
If I had to choose between them, the realisticness of Forza, because that's my favourite game right now.
So you're playing that a lot? Mm. Any favourite car? Do you have a say?
I don't know, because we have 95 cars and I just use one specific car.
Who is your favourite gaming character? So this could be from Overwatch, one of the legends, or...
The guy you are from Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah? Really liking that? Played a lot of that game, have you?
I
don't play it anymore because I played it at my friend's house.
Nice.
Every time I went round.
Oh, lovely.
Where
okay.
His Xbox controller's broken.
Oh, God. Have to buy another one for Christmas, won't he? And last but not least, Joe, is if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would that word be?
Does it have to be one word?
Go on, give me how many you need.
You have to be a pro to be good at the game.
You have to be a pro to be good. I agree with you on that one, buddy. I do agree with you on that one. Welcome back to the Pixel Gaming Podcast. My name's Luke, buddy. What's your name?
I am the comic book guy, but under here I am called Michael Slattery.
Lovely. So I've got four questions for you, buddy. Basically, first question is, what is your favourite game of all time?
My favourite game of all time would be Overwatch, because my fingers are too stubby for the controller.
So second question, buddy. What game are you most looking forward to that's coming out in the next year?
My favourite game for the rest of the year would be Death Stranding, because that's what I call my waistline.
Lovely. Do you have a favourite gaming character at all?
My favourite character will be Zenyatta from Overwatch. His stance is the way I am usually.
Yeah, nice. Is that your most used character as well?
Well, I prefer Reinhardt.
I prefer Reinhardt.
Reinhardt would be the same size as my waistline as well.
We can work with it. And last but not least, buddy, if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would that word be?
I will sum it up in three words.
Three words.
Best game ever!
My name's Luke, buddy. What's your name?
Joshua Hughes.
Joshua, lovely, lovely to meet you. So I've got three questions for you, Joshua, that I'm going to ask you, just to get a bit about yourself, about the gaming side. So firstly, do you have a favourite game at all?
Sonic the Hedgehog 1991.
Yes, great game. Is that the Sega version?
Yeah, that's the Sega, not the crappier 2006 version.
Not the newer version, we go for the older version. I like to hear that, because that was the first game I think I played, especially on the Sega.
Yeah.
Any reason you really enjoy it?
My mum originally bought it for my two cousins, Chris and Steve.
Lovely.
Jones.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And you just played it from then?
Yeah, when I was a really little kid.
Yeah, so it's the one you remember. No, lovely. Is there a gaming character that is your favourite? Do you have a favourite gaming character of all time?
Okay, well, it'd be either Sonic or Mario. Though I did play Sonic Forces and Sonic Mania.
Yeah, nice, nice. What, any Mario games you've played that you can remember?
I think I played Super Mario 3D Land for the 3DS.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Great game. Very good game, actually. I would recommend it to anyone that actually wants to try it out. Yeah. And last but not least, Joshua, is if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would that word be?
A way to escape reality, like reading graphic novels or watching a film.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So, welcome to the Pixel Gaming Podcast, buddy. My name's Luke. What's your name?
Lucas.
Lovely, great name. So, what's your favourite game of all time?
Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah? Playing a lot of it at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like the new update?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think when it went down, though? Were you a bit like, what's going on here, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit scary, wasn't it? I saw a lot of people getting very worried about it, that's for sure. Do you have a favourite gaming character at all?
No.
No, you don't have a favourite? Don't mind? That's fine. And finally, if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be, buddy?
Spectacular.
Spectacular. Love that. So, welcome to the Pixel Gaming Podcast. My name's Luke. Gentlemen, what's your names?
Jack.
Jack and Ruben. So, welcome Jack and Ruben. Gents, what is your favourite game of all time? It could be any game you like.
Open.
Yeah, good choice, good choice. Ruben?
I would say I like this Naruto game called Naruto Storm 4. And
is that the story one, or is that the...
Yeah, it's the story one where you can do free battles.
Yeah, yeah,
battle.
Nice.
And I also like the game Fortnite. I don't think you might have
heard of it. Oh, never heard of Fortnite, not me. No,
very
no.
Popular.
Do you have a favourite Pokemon game? Is there any really, really taken to, like gold, silver, platinum?
I like gold.
You like gold? Gold's a good one. Very rare now, actually, that one. Very, very rare. So, next question, gentlemen. Do you have a favourite gaming character?
What if it was an anime character?
Part of
the game?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I like Ken Konaki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, okay.
Just overpowered.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I also like Haku from Naruto.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a Dragon Ball Z fan, so obviously all them down my line, I love all them. Jack, how about yourself?
I quite like
Kirito
from Sword Art Online.
Yeah, nice. Any favourite Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Yeah, any favourite?
Cyndaquil.
Yeah, nice, nice. Good choice on that one, boys. So, last question, gents. If you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be?
Interesting.
And Ruben?
Addictive.
Addictive, yeah.
Welcome to the Pizza Game Podcast. My name's Ryan, I'm the host of the show, and it's just a podcast that's all about gaming, really, and talking about what video games we play, what we're up to, and also, like, how they make us feel, really. So I got three sort of simple questions for you, but first I'll start with your name. What's your name?
My name's Oscar.
Oscar. Number one, Oscar, is what is your favourite game of all time?
Oh, that's hard. Now, I
I play Minecraft, but probably my favourite game is Little Nightmares.
Okay, right. So, Minecraft at the moment, what are you playing online with your friends, or are you playing by yourself, building some cool stuff? Or
I play by myself, but also I ask my friends to come over if they want.
Yeah, nice. See, I play Minecraft split screen with Amy, but she says that it makes her feel sick because when you're in first person, it's a little bit too janky for her. But she built a massive wall right around our whole house, and she really enjoyed doing it, which was good fun. What do you think of the update with like the water zombies and the dolphins and all that kind of stuff that's going on?
It's much better.
Yeah. Makes it feel a little bit more like alive, doesn't it, in the world?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Question 2. Who is your favourite gaming character of all time?
The main character from Little Nightmares.
Okay, right, yeah.
His name is Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay. So you really enjoy that game, that's good.
Yeah.
And finally, the last question is, if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be?
A thing to use your time with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's good fun as well.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Pits Game Podcast.
Hello.
My name's Ryan. I'm the host. And your name first, of course.
My name is Ellie, but my online alias is Ellie Tendo.
So, as I've said on the podcast many a time, that I'm, you know, pretty good at Mario Kart, fancy myself quite a lot at the game, and Ellie brutally destroyed me at Mario Kart earlier on, and it wasn't even funny. It was like...
It was grim.
It was like, you know, she finished, she stood up and walked away, and I thought, fair enough, I've been thoroughly put in my place here, but... I'm still better than any of my friends, so any of you guys can get out of it. But
if I'm considered a friend, then you're not the best out of your friends.
No, definitely not. No, that's it. So I'm now a firm second place because, you know, she was at least 10 seconds in front of me. She was home and dry. She even, like, you know, welcomed me over the finishing line, shook me hand at the end, you know. It was terrible. But she's taught me a few things that I didn't realise, like being able to get away from a blue shell, which I had no clue about. But anyways, on to the questions, which is, what is your favourite game of all time?
Well, you spoke quite a lot about Mario Kart, and that's the game that I do like esports about. But my all-time favourite video game is actually Animal Crossing, which is completely different to playing Mario Kart. It's,
It
gives a nice break from the intensity of Mario Kart, swearing at the blue shells, wanting a Necker drink every time you get 12th place. Animal Crossing just kind of frees you. You can just do whatever you want. You can even annoy your villagers, and there'll be no consequences to it.
No doubt about it. My mum was so addicted to... Animal Crossing that we had to get her a screen to go on the bottom of her DS, because the little button that you do to skip the talking in the bottom right hand side, the little arrow, she pressed it so many times that it started to have like a little like spot in the bottom right hand side of the Nintendo DS thing. But are you looking forward to New Leaf then when it comes out?
New Leaf's already come out.
What's the new one called?
New Horizons.
New Horizons, that's it, yeah. So you're looking forward to that? Next year, isn't it, I think?
It's April 2020, so it's still quite a bit of a wait. I am thoroughly looking forward to it. I'm hoping to play the absolute hell out of it to the point where I just drain everything out of it, basically.
So
because I completed New Leaf like almost
100%,
it just means, you know, I need to have another game to sort of fill the gap that's there now, because you can only play New Leaf for so long because we haven't had a proper Animal Crossing game since
2013. Exactly. And once you've, I suppose, explored it and completed it 100% and digged up every little bit of like whatever it is and fished every boot out the sea and everything else you could do in it. What game, obviously, maybe perhaps it is this, are you most looking forward to that's coming out soon?
I would probably say that is the main game that I am looking forward to. I have also looked at trailers for Luigi's Mansion. The fact that it's released on Halloween is quite a funny coincidence, actually.
That's cool.
Very enticing. I'm also, I know the game's already released, but Mario Maker as well, actually, because they've just recently introduced playing online with friends.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that immediately appeals to me more now compared to when it released, when everyone announced that the option wasn't there. The internet kind of lost it, basically. It's like, why can we play with strangers but not our friends that we actually know? It just didn't make sense at the time.
So with Luigi's Mansion, I was watching, I listened to those podcasts and they were talking about Gooigi and how much, like, how you play as Luigi at some points and then play as Gooigi in some other points, because, like, Gooigi can go through, like iron bars and stuff because obviously he's made out of goo and stuff like that. And I thought that, Gooigi is a funny name. For sure. But you're looking forward to having that kind of dynamic kind of gameplay between two different characters.
It's definitely different. I've played, I haven't actually played the original one, but I played the one on 3DS and I found that
I definitely like the puzzle element. The only thing is, you could be too reliant on Gooigi, where it takes out some of the difficulty possibly.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I suppose they have to make it accessible to kids, because that's like Nintendo's kind of lingo,
this is
isn't it?
Yeah. From an adult perspective, where I want to be challenged.
You want to be challenged
if I
a bit more,
die,
yeah.
then it would be my own fault.
Sort of thing. Definitely. Question three is, who's your favourite gaming character of all time?
I'd have to say Isabelle.
Yeah? Yeah, okay.
Because, when she was announced for Smash, the internet again absolutely lost it. And the fact that it's just the contrast between a character who's so adorable, who's a secretary in New Leaf, and then suddenly she's fighting in Smash Bros. It completely confused everyone. I loved it. Like, whenever I play Smash Online playing as Isabelle, people hate when I do beat them because it's bad enough that you lose in Smash Bros, but then losing to a character like Isabelle, people just
question their life a little bit when that happens.
They're
a tougher guy is like playing Charizard or something like that. Sadly, one more question, which is, if you could sum up gaming in one word, what would it be?
I would have to say developing. Things like esports has only become a very recent thing, and I feel like that we haven't even scraped the surface yet.
Of what that could be.
Streaming and esports. Yeah. It's
even I'm a little bit more interested in is like Call of Duty World League, and like the fact that they draw such huge crowds is like any kind of any normal sporting match, like a football match or basketball or something like that, which is cool.
I mean, that's surprising itself, but when it's also like games like Mario Kart, which you wouldn't expect to be esports, the crowds that can be drawn in from that, and sometimes the cash prizes from those types of things as well. It's
crazy.
So much money in it.
Well, look at the Fortnite World Championships where that 16-year-old kid won £1 million or whatever. It's absolutely crazy.
It just blows the mind with that one.
Yeah, 100%, and it can change people's lives.